USA Radio News.
More info coming out on how COVID affects pregnant women. A study released yesterday finds while only 12% of pregnant women get seriously ill from the virus, those who do are at a higher risk of pregnancy complications and death. Another study finds pregnant women who develop COVID antibodies can pass that protection to their children through the placenta. A third COVID vaccine could be available in just a few months. Johnson & Johnson releasing data yesterday that shows its vaccine is 72% effective in the U.S. in preventing moderate and severe COVID. While that's lower than the effectiveness of the other vaccines, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC News the new vaccine still has benefits.
Number one, it's a single dose, much more convenient. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain. You can just keep it in a refrigerator. It's relatively cheap, and the company can make billions of doses.
If approved by the FDA and CDC, Johnson & Johnson expects to have 100 million doses by June. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Not wearing a mask while traveling could soon be a federal offense. The CDC issuing an order Friday night that calls for travelers to wear masks on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of transportation. Exceptions are allowed for military vehicles, commercial trucks, and children younger than two. This change takes effect at 11:59 p.m. Monday. It's not clear what punishment violators could face. President Biden wants a COVID relief bill passed soon, even if it isn't bipartisan. Most Republicans are opposed to his $2 trillion proposal and would like something smaller. Biden yesterday, though, says bold action is needed and time is of the essence.
The notion here is we have to act now. There's no time for any delay. And so we could end up with 4 million fewer jobs this year, according to Moody's, a Wall Street firm, and it could take a year longer to return to full employment if we don't act and don't act now.
Without GOP support, Democrats could use the budget reconciliation process to pass the bill. That process calls for a simple majority instead of the 60 votes needed to avoid a filibuster. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A Republican senator taking steps to block President Biden from packing the Supreme Court. Tim Berg has more.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio and a handful of his Republican colleagues are reintroducing a constitutional amendment that would mandate the Supreme Court have 9 justices, seeking to block any future attempts by President Biden or his successors to expand the court. Rubio telling Fox News,
"This is where they're headed. This is where their radical base is demanding. And so that was their plan and their intent all along, and I think we have to be prepared for it. And if that's not the case, if they are not, in fact, planning to do it, then they should be supporting the constitutional amendment that I'm offering, which would make the number that we have now on the court permanent. So you don't start using the number of justices on the court as a political strategy to sort of taken to its absurd conclusion. If a new administration, every time they come in, they don't like the composition of the court, they'll just keep adding justices. We could, at some point have 25 members of the Supreme Court. That would be absurd. But that's the direction we could head here if we don't put a stop to it now."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A special recognition for the Capitol police officer who died in the riot this month. Brian Sicknick will lie in honor next week in the Capitol Rotunda. In a joint statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer say Sicknick's heroism that day helped save lives. And an effort underway to honor President Trump in Ohio, 2 state lawmakers yesterday proposing a bill to name June 14th, Trump's birthday, as President Donald J. Trump Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.